Exim Bank GA.
Thank you for joining us on Exim Bank GA. I'm Shelley Henry, Chief Officer for Marketing at the Exim Bank. Today I have in studio Dr. Andre Gordon, Food Scientist and Managing Director of Technological Solutions Limited. He'll be talking to us about the food labeling requirements for major international markets. Dr. Gordon, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Mrs. Henry.
Dr. Gordon, despite the extensive work being done by a number of government agencies, such as the Bureau of Standards, JAMPRO, and even yourself as a reputed food scientist, we still continue to hear that a higher than expected number of Caribbean food products remain non-compliant with labeling requirements for specific international markets. What are the reasons for this and which markets are affected?
What has been happening is that as more and more people try to get into the export market, or as companies try to increase their earnings or diversify, many persons are preparing goods in the manner that, you know, that they would normally do, and they're labeling them in the manner that they would normally do to ship into these markets. The reality is that the market requirements have changed and continue to change, so that the Canadians just passed in 2012 the Safe Food for Canadians Act, and they have changed some of their labeling requirements. The United States has upgraded several aspects of its labeling acts, not so much the basic labeling requirements, but the nutritional labeling requirements are being updated. They are now out for comments. And even so, many persons weren't aware that there were several other regulations governing labeling, governing allergens, governing things like how your nutrition label is placed and basic labeling requirements. And so people weren't aware of this. So basically, they've been preparing their labels. Somebody does them locally. The graphic artist doesn't know what the requirements
exactly
are. The people printing the labels don't know what the requirements are. And then also, there are persons either within the companies or externally that may be advising them that are not aware what the requirements are, the existing requirements or the new requirements. And so, like products going into the UK and the EU, who have also upgraded their labeling requirements and are in the process of changing them even further, will find that if they are intercepted at port of entry and inspected, they may be non-compliant. In the US, this has been happening to the extent it started between 2002 and 2006. It was somewhere around 10% of all imports from the Caribbean.
That would be non-compliant.
Non-compliant.
Mm-hmm.
That number has gone up. So now we're up to between 16 and 20%. Of imports being stopped at port of entry that are inspected that are non-compliant. And as the labeling requirements change, we have to be careful that number will go up even further.
Wow.
There was a case in New York where this exporter who had always been exporting had goods held by the local authorities who claimed that the product was non-compliant. Fortunately for them, of course, they're one of our clients, they had done all the work, they had done all the analyses so that their declarations on their labels were accurate. A lot of persons don't actually do analyses for their nutrition declaration. They just look at what's on somebody else's label and copy it to their product,
right,
or have it generated by a computer program.
So this problem is obviously affecting the major markets that Jamaicans would normally export to.
That's right.
From a Jamaican standpoint, what do we need to put in place to ensure that our local exporters become compliant when exporting internationally?
Well, things such as the workshop that JAMPRO collaborated with us to hold recently would be very important to this process. Exporters need to understand that things have changed. They need to be exposed to what the requirements are, and they need to get an understanding of the differences going into different markets. So information sharing is very important. Also, I think a lot of the systems currently in place to support the export sector may not have kept up with the changing times. So what people are advising exporters to do, how labels are being developed, may not be in keeping with the compliance that is required for the specific markets that they're going into.
Okay, thank you so much for all that information. And we do encourage persons who are listening to contact the Exim Bank, because we'll be able to steer them in the right direction. That's all the time we have for this program. Remember to check our website at eximbankga.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and also follow us on LinkedIn. Thank you so much for joining us.
Exim Bank JA was a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.